My point is...
Are you ready to be fucked, man? I see you roll your way into the semis. Dios mío, man. Liam and me, we're gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Let me tell you something, Pandeo. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash your piece out on the lanes, I'll take it away from you and stick it up your ass and pull the fucking trigger till it goes click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Eight-year-olds, dude.
From far away, with you up in the middle.
such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Living it up at the Hotel California.
What a nice surprise.
What a nice surprise.
Bring your alibis. Mirrors on the ceiling. Pink champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. In their master's chambers, we're gathered for the feast. Stabbing with their stealing knives, but they just can't kill the beast. The last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was.
White car without a was not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. But one time he's gonna be a champion of the world. 4 months later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While out the decks, the Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like the playboy with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night? Don't forget that you are white. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigga. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Robert Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? They both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he gonna be the champion of the world.
went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
Perhaps I'll die upon this train. am sleeping in my grave.
While he is sleeping in his grave.
Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you home.
My daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that name.
Out on a torch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
me, 'cause city bop.
Oh, sort of thing. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah. I watched the glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades. God save me. I shouted out, who killed them Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach my
they call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Sentia que aquilo ali não era o seu lugar. Ele queria sair para ver o mar, as coisas que ele via na televisão. Juntou dinheiro para poder viajar, escolha própria, escolheu a solidão. Comia todas as menininhas da cidade, de tanto brincar de médicas, hoje era professor. Mas que isso foi mandado pro reformatório, onde ia voltar seu ódio diante de tanto terror. Não entendia como a vida funcionava, a discriminação por causa de sua classe, sua cor. Ficou cansado de tentar achar respostas, comprou uma passagem, foi direto a Salvador. E lá chegando foi tomar um cafezinho, encontrou um boiadeiro com quem foi falar. O boiadeiro tinha uma passagem, ia perder a viagem, mas uma foi lhe salvar. Dizia ele, estou indo pra Brasília, nesse país lugar melhor não há. Tô precisando visitar a minha filha, eu fico aqui, você vai no meu lugar. Ele ficou mistificado com a cidade, saiu da rodoviária, viu as luzes de Natal. Meu Deus, mas que cidade linda, no ano novo eu começo a trabalhar. Corta madeira, peixe, carpinteiro, ganhava 100 mil por mês em Tabatinga. Na sexta-feira ia pra zona da cidade, gasta todo o seu dinheiro de rapaz trabalhador. Conhecia muita gente interessante, até o neto bastardo do seu bisavô. O peruano que vivia na Bolívia, muitas coisas trazia de lá. Seu nome era Pablo, ele dizia, o negócio ele ia começar. Mas quando quis até a morte trabalhava, mas o dinheiro não dava pra ele se alimentar. Eu via às 7 horas o noticiário, que sempre dizia que o seu ministro ia ajudar. Mas ele não queria mais conversa, decidiu como Paulo ele ia se virar. Elaborou mais uma vez seu plano santo, sem ser crucificado a plantação foi começar. Logo, logo, os malucos da cidade souberam da novidade, tem bagulho bom aí. E João Santo Cristo ficou rico e acabou com todos os traficantes dali. Fez amigos, perguntava asa norte, ia pra festa de rock pra se libertar. Mas de repente, sob uma má influência, o pozinho da cidade começou a roubar. Já no primeiro roubo ele dançou e pro inferno ele foi pela primeira vez. Violência estupro no seu corpo, vocês morreram, eu vou pegar vocês. Agora sabe que será bandido, destemido, destemido. Coração dele pra ela, o Santo Cristo prometeu. Ele dizia que queria se casar, capiteiro e voltou a ser. Maria Lúcia, pra sempre vou te amar, e um filho com você eu quero ter. Tempo passa e o dia vem na porta, um senhor de alta classe com dinheiro na mão. Faz uma proposta indecorosa, diz que espera uma resposta do João. Não bota um bom pai no cantional, nem em colégio de criança, eu não faço não. E não protege o general de 10 estrelas, fica atrás da mesa com o cu na mão. E é melhor se eu sair da minha casa, no caminho com um peixe ascendente escorpião. Mas antes de sair com ódio no olhar, o velho disse, você perdeu sua vida, meu irmão. Essas palavras vão entrar no coração. Eu vou sofrer as consequências como canto. Não é edição do que estava certo. Seu futuro era incerto e ele não foi trabalhar. Se bebedou e no meio da bebedeira descobriu que tinha outro trabalhando seu lugar. Falou com o Pablo que queria um parceiro, também tinha dinheiro e queria se amar. Pablo trazia o contrabando da Bolívia, Santo Cristo teve de Florentina. Acontece que um tal Jeremias, traficante, e não me apareceu por lá. Ficou sabendo dos planos de Santo Cristo, decidiu com João ele ia acabar. Mas Pablo trouxe mal, tinha seu editor, e Santo Cristo já sabia atirar. E decidiu usar armas só depois que Jeremias começasse a brigar. Jeremias, maconheiro, sem vergonha, organizou a autoinfecção do mundo.
peleja, a gente tá querendo e rola tudo ali. E se lembrou de quando era uma criança, viver até ali. E decidiu entrar de vez naquela dança, sabia como se virou se estou aqui. E só cegou seus olhos, então Maria você me reconheceu. Pelas costas não. Olha pra cá, filha da puta, sem vergonha. Dá uma olhada no meu sangue, vê se te perdão. O Santo Cristo, qual é o vencedor? Precisa cinco tiros no bandido traidor. Maria Lúcia se arrependeu depois. Se morreu junto com João, seu protetor. O povo declarava que João Santo Cristo era santo porque sabia morrer. E a alta burguesia da cidade não acreditou na história que eles viram na TV. João não conseguiu o que queria quando veio pra Brasília com o diabo ter.